And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick still taking care of the baby. And we're so proud of him and his family in Dallas. Congratulations to them. Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego is here, and we're having a great show talking some serious fishing here. San Diego's getting ready to go up and running here very, very soon in their maintenance period now, but we're giving away a couple of opportunities to go fishing with Captain Ryan and Captain Matt.
I know, and I don't think get any better now, right?
Yeah.
So give us a shout, 213-432-1090. That's your chance on the phones. They are full, just to let you know. I mean, it's kind of, you got to wait till somebody drops off, or you can text us. Huge addition to the show. Text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and your telephone number so that you're eligible to win a prize, right? So
right.
We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth for caller and one for the texter.
No need to flip the coin today.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
So, yeah. So that's really nice. And Captain Ryan, you've been so generous with it. We give away a lot of trips on the San Diego, and we want to thank you for that.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank you for everything you guys do.
Very much. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey. They want to talk to Ryan.
Let's do it. How about John? John from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Hookup this morning, John.
I guess we must have lost Long Beach. Let's try and find another one.
How about John? We'll go to John again from Long Beach.
John from Long Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, John. Welcome
to
Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to tell anyone who's never fished with Captain Ryan and his crew that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best boat going to the Coronados that there is. And the only other guys that I ever fished with that were as good as Ryan, their names were mentioned, and that was Don Sampson and Buzz Brizendine in the 70s. And, when they used to run the overnight trips down there. And, you know, you'd wake up at 3 in the morning or stay up all night and, you know, start fishing sea bass in the dark down there. Great, great times. And also one other thing, my grandson is going to be 25 in a few days. He caught his first fish, first yellowtail on the San Diego, and that day happened to be one of those phenomenal bites where they had over 100 fish, you know, 20 people, 30 people hooked up, complete chaos. And when they found out that that was his first fish that he hooked, his first yellowtail, he had two deckhands with him to assist him to get that fish in. And he still talks about that. About that
That's
day
cool.
And about that crew. And that crew is phenomenal. It's like controlled chaos when you get a hot bite going, you know, and they know what they're doing.
The crew,
they know what they're doing, and you need to listen to them.
They love the chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys really
cater
to the new guys.
Phenomenal,
like that, right?
Yeah, like John mentioned, he still talks about it. And
yeah.
I remember, I have memories like that fishing. My dad would take me to the Coronado Islands on the Prowler with Buzz driving, and I can remember those trips like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
it's really.
Crazy.
Yeah, so. That's one thing I always tell my crew is, you know, to us it's just another day on the boat, but to these people, they're going to remember it, especially the kids.
Trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, they're going to remember it their whole life.
Yeah.
You know? I can remember yellowtail that I caught when I was 10, but I can't really remember too many that I caught when I was 25.
Yes,
you know,
right?
It's just those first few fish are so important.
So important.
Yeah.
And you guys do such a great job with kids on the boat.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
For
thank
sure.
You.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Corey's got a great text.
I do.
Right?
I actually have a really good one. It follows right in line with John from Long Beach. And this is from Joshua. And he left his telephone number. So Joshua is eligible for a trip on the San Diego. He says, hey, Captain Ryan, just wanted to give you a huge shout out for everything you have done for the full day scene. Now we are able to target fish of a lifetime and sleep in our own beds the same night. You, Captain Matt, Mikey D, Fisher, Andrew, and Ethan are some of the fishiest guys I know, and no question you guys consistently do so well. Thanks for everything, and good luck this season. See you in March, he says.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Josh.
Very nice.
Very
all
nice.
Right.
That's very
cool.
Kind words.
All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to Stock Hookup, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Captain Ryan there. I'm getting ready to change out some of my braid, and I've noticed, you know, they have so many different colors on it, and I was wondering for around here, you know, like the islands or maybe some small, you know, bluefin and that, what color would you recommend and also the size of it?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Color seems the most popular is either the, like, the Power Pro dark green or just white, you know, and I know Corey uses a lot of white and even yellow down when we're bass fishing.
Absolutely, and calico fishing too.
Okay.
I think a great angle to this, Ed, would be to ask which is the worst.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And worst color.
Yeah, I would stay away from like the bright pink or something like that.
But even for tangles and stuff like the green, like you can't see it from the boat.
That dark green is really hard to deal with in a tangle. So I would just go with like traditional white, you know, white.
Easiest to see, right?
Easiest to see.
And it's not going to make you more like some people love the red, right? But is it making it make get
yeah,
you
I don't,
is
I don't
the
like
red
the
or
red.
The white going to get you a better bite? I don't think so.
Yeah, I like white or even that yellow that Corey uses.
Yeah.
Bright yellow, you know, and that's for targeting the calicos and the largemouth. So you can see your line and see where it's laying over the kelp or laying over the stick up or wherever you want to put it, right?
Yeah.
But I think, like the offshore style fishing, Power Pro makes a very cool color, and it's like a sky blue, kind of blends in with the water. And as a fisher looking up, you have to think about what they're seeing.
Yeah.
And that, like, sky blue, that's a really cool blue if you look at Power Pro.
It is. That light blue, you know, offshore water blue that Power Pro makes, that's a really good one. That's what I would go with, Josh, is either the white or that Power Pro blue.
A brighter color.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Got a question from John C. Which Squid Max light do you prefer? They make three different wattages, 400, 1,000, and 2,000 watt.
I have the smaller one, and
the 400.
The 400. And,
really?
And the reason is, and I think it even says in their website there, we're going to be using it from the San Diego primarily.
Right.
And so we have bright, like, highlights on the deck that are going to be attracting from a long distance. Your underwater light, you don't want it so bright that you can't work the bait still when it comes up. You know, a lot of times squid comes up to the surface, it's all scattered out, and you can't scoop it. The 400 watt is not so bright that it just scatters them all about. It's bright enough to attract them, yet it's dim enough to where you can still work the bait and get it balled up right next to the boat.
But you have a lot of deck lights, too.
Yes.
What about a boat that doesn't have a lot of deck lights?
Yeah, that would be a question for Josh.
Josh, yeah.
Yeah, the owner of the company. He would definitely be able to. That's a good question, I really like, is he can make the perfect light for your particular boat.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like the deal, right?
Yeah,
he does custom stuff.
When I ordered the light, he asked me, you know, what kind of power we had, how far my outlet was from where we were going to hang the light. He wanted to know everything.
Yeah. No, so,
he's
good.
And
if somebody's listening, how do they just go to
squidmax.com.
Squidmax.com,
Yeah. Obviously, John C. was listening, and he probably Googled it up, and so I think Josh is going to get some business out of it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You don't want to skimp when you're dropping power underwater.
No.
You want to make sure it's built with high-quality components.
Yeah, and that's going to last.
And done by a professional.
Yeah, for sure. And he does it. I can tell you, I've had one for several years, and it lasts and it works.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Appreciate you joining us
this
morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, when you guys come up to any kind of spot you're gonna fish at, you guys circle. What are you guys looking for in the meter?
A lot of different stuff. A lot of times we're circling to see how much fish is there. Sometimes you'll see something on the sonar, or the fish finder, and it's just a tidbit, just a little tiny bit, and that's we need to stop on a lot of fish to get a bite. So that's mainly what we're doing, is circling to check volume and to also, with yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, checking to see which way they're moving so we can cut them off. You know, especially cool water yellowtail fishing, you need to kind of force feed them. You need to get your lure or your bait right in front of them. So we need to figure out which way they're swimming so we can cut them off.
And two, when you're metering them, and I know from the bait days on the sonar, like if you get a little couple little scratches, you could be looking at the head or the tail of them, right?
Yeah. So hey, that's an industry secret.
I know. No, right?
No, that's something that is very important with your electronics, and especially the side scan sonar, is you need to always keep in mind that you could be hitting the school head on. It's swimming right at you.
And you're just getting a couple scratches.
Yes, and it's swimming away from you. It'll look and sound totally different than if you hit them broadside.
Yeah.
If you hit them
a couple scratches, and then you turn and get them broadside, could be a jag.
Yes, that happens a lot. We'll see just a couple scratches the first time we hit it, and then upon further review, it's like, whoa, there's a lot here. You know, there's a lot more than we thought originally.
And think about it. I haven't seen a sonar used for, I haven't used a sonar for 25 years.
Yeah.
And it's still the same today.
It's still the same. Yeah, right. It's still the same.
And when you see yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, are they typically moving or are they stationary?
They're always moving.
They're always moving.
Yeah.
Chasing.
No, not full speed moving.
Yeah.
They're just, you know,
idling up and down a ridge.
Have you seen mullet swim along the rocks in the bay? About at that speed.
That's what they do.
Yeah, cruising.
Interesting.
Yeah, about that speed. And then you can ignite them. You can, you know, put some chum on their heads and get them into a frenzied state, and that's when we hook them.
That's when you get
them. When the water's cool. Yeah.
When
the water's warm, oftentimes you don't even need to chum. You just, you know, put something in front of them and they'll activate on their own.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but when the water's cool, they'll swim right through you and not bite a hook, almost like they're asleep because they just didn't get activated.
And what's cool water versus warmer water?
Anything under 60 degrees, anything under 62, I would call cool.
And once it gets above 62, they're more activated?
Yeah, especially 65.
65 is kind of magic.
I'd say 65 would be the magic number.
Okay.
You know, you and I were talking before the show, Ryan, and I love when the water gets to 57, 56. When it gets super cold, it really only takes a degree or two. It could be 58 degrees, and it's a world of difference from 56.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. So you mean when it starts to warm from that cooler temperature?
Yes. Well, because when we do get wintertime water temps that are that cold, I love it because it doesn't take much to spark them.
And then it goes.
And I'm talking, when I'm talking about them, I'm talking about calicos or yellow or anything along the coast.
I think stability of the water is far more important.
Most key.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the water's 59 degrees, but it's been 59 degrees for a month, that's fine.
Game on.
We can work with that. Yeah, it's stable. Where we run into problems is when it's 66 one day, and then 2 days later, it's 61. You know, it's just unstable, moving all over the place. That's when they go off the bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stable water is more important than the actual temperature it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Hey, good stuff. Thanks for the call. Here's a question. And, you know, fortunately, having a co-host like Corey Sandin, who's so knowledgeable, we get a question here.
He's the master.
From Carlos. Oh, absolutely. Carlos wants to know what you recommend for using swim baits. What setup do you recommend? Because you have a lot of people who fish swim baits. I mean, calico fishing at the Coronado Islands can be really good.
It can be really good. Yeah.
And so, what setup would you recommend for a swim bait?
It's so funny. You're asking me and swim bait and something that falls a little bit faster, maybe the 5-inch Viejos on a 1-ounce lead head, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in conjunction with that, and I mentioned the same thing yesterday, going on a trip down the Baja Coast, a lead-headed slug can work magic.
Yeah.
It draws a reaction, and you can fish it faster, meaning you can throw it out, get bit on the sink. You're not bit, wind it in, let it sink again. And you can cover area and draw a reaction bite. And actually, by targeting that reaction bite, you can find the fish. You can find them in the water column. Maybe you're in 90 feet of water, but they're hanging up 45 feet off the bottom.
A lot of the calico bass fishing we do at the Coronado Islands is in 35 to 70 foot of water over a reef that just has, like,
scraggle kelp.
I don't know, ribbon kelp.
Ribbon, yeah.
Yeah, which is only on the bottom. So you don't really need a weedless presentation. You need that fall rate that Corey's talking about.
And they eat it on the sink a lot.
A lot. And that lead-headed slug, and Corey's tuned me into that probably 15 years ago, and that's all I have tied on my bass
rod.
Is
that right?
Yeah.
What size slug?
It's five or 6 inches.
Up to seven.
Okay.
Yeah, the 7-inch split tail, too.
And what rig are you going to fish that on? A Trank 300? 8-foot rod, something like that?
Personally, exactly. 300, 50-pound braid, 30-pound leader in case you hook a yellow or something, or a 7, 8-pound bass.
True, and those boxer heads, I think, is what you like.
Boxer heads are a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a really beefy hook, reasonably priced, semi-weedless profile with the eye of the hook all the way forward. You can get them at all the shops.
Yep.
You know?
There you go.
Great lead head.
All right. Good stuff.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there right now with our fishdope.com report from Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
And the catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing. We had them in studio yesterday. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers and the amazing poke kit, too. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. I'd like to add something to this, Pete. As yesterday, Sean, I told him I was going to do a pork butt roast, and what should I do on the Traeger, as far as he suggested the Cajun. I had some of the Cajun, spiced it up, let me tell you. 8 hours on the Traeger, 180, finished it off at 220. It turned out absolutely amazing. With the Cajun.
With the Cajun.
Their spices
are amazing. And they have some new ones, too. So go by the market there, or just fishermansprocessing.com and order them.
The next one is going to be the Smokin' S&P.
Smokin' S&P, yeah. You're making me hungry.
Watering.
All right, Captain Dave, good morning. Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Ryan. Hey, I just, first of all, shout out. Yesterday was, I don't know, it was magical. It was absolutely magical. The amount of people that showed up for the send-off of my father, the whole thing, the ocean was like a lake. If you can close your eyes and think about it, all the boat, every one of his boats, it was like a paddle out for when a surfer passes away. We had all the boats, went out there. It was just spectacular. Oh, my God, it was just magical. My wife and I, Kelly, we just got so many cool pictures and had talked to so many old friends. Thank you, everybody that showed up and everybody that sent their love. Thank you very, very much. First, let's go fishing, okay? There was they got live squid at the barge there in Long Beach, and some guys took advantage of that and went over to Catalina and had some pretty fun halibut fishing on the backside of the island on the beaches there. One of my clients fished the spots at the Horseshoe, had very good sand bass fishing, and I know there was a couple nice yellows caught down below there in Point Loma yesterday with one of my clients fishing some lures down there. So there's all kinds of stuff happening. There's everything starting to, we got some consistent weather, the water looks good, things are starting to happen, things are starting to turn the corner, everything's getting ready for Ryan to get out there and start showing us where all the fish are at, the Coronados and that bluefin offshore. Everything's set up. I mean, look at the Tribute, went down and caught a couple of bluefin down there, trying to fish yellows at the ridge down there at Colonnette. Everything's ready. The whole thing's set up. I know my dad's making, moving stuff around, getting it all ready for all of us to get out there and catch fish. No. But I want to make a shout out to Ryan, the guy, and Matt. Those guys are absolutely, those of you that aren't in the business, it's hard to comprehend what those guys do on that San Diego. First of all, you got to think about this. They drag around 20 to 25 skiffs with them all day, every day. And when Ryan was telling, when he was talking about what he does when he's doing the circle, a lot of times, and I'm just going to throw this out there, Ryan, and I know you're going to laugh, but they're doing that circle to throw some of you off so that they dump four or five skiffs on that first circle. Then they do another circle, dump four or five skiffs on that one. So now they only have 10 skiffs fall on them. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, the first one is to shake the fur bearers,
yeah.
And then the second one is to shake the skiffs, and the third one might be the right spot.
Yep.
That's a challenge.
Well, of course, fishdope.com has all the information for you. Jeff and the boys, Danny, they have it for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $20 code is HOOKUPNOW. And Dave, how do we find you?
Yeah, you can check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. It's basically for the private boaters so that you can learn how to not follow Ryan. You are not a good fisherman if you follow the San Diego all day. You're not. I'm sorry. Let's be honest. You're not. Learn how to fish. Don't follow Ryan, and you'll have a much better day, and he'll have a much better day.
And it's actually giving him confidence. And with that confidence, you can go in your own direction. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Find your own fish.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyone can figure it out. There
you go. For sure. Hey, Captain Dave, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yep, I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. It should get better and better all week. All right, bye, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate too. Hey, it's brought to you in part by Anza Knives, handcrafted knives in USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge. It's easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information to get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
They're going to be at the PCS show. Yeah, most likely they're having inventory problems, and people are buying so many knives,
right?
Like everything else, but they're hoping to get their inventory up, so they will be at the PCS show.
Nice.
So, talked to Donnie yesterday. Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Sean from Lomita? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to say, of course, congratulations to Rick in Dallas. And Pete, I want to tell you something. I listen to a lot of radio, a lot of sports radio. There's no show where I enjoy listening to the sponsors as much as I do on Let's Talk Cooking, where I actually get into listening to commercials. So that's something to note for your sponsors out there, Pete's show. We enjoy listening to the commercials.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the sponsors, and we're very, very thankful for them.
But it's legitimate. Every one of those has a piece and part of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, and to my buddy Ryan, I got a question. As we see biomasses changes, what have you seen at Coronados Islands since the anchovies have made a showing in the past year or so?
We have actually been seeing anchovies for the last 6-7 years, a lot of them offshore, you know, early springtime, the bluefin foaming around on them. We've seen a lot of anchovies in the last 6 or 7 years. A lot of times for us, what the fish we're targeting can get really hard to hook when there's a, you know, 5,000 scoop bait ball that they have at their disposal. So it's made for some phenomenal visual shows, you know, foamers of bluefin, yellowtail. I've seen anchovy schools accidentally swim over a calico bass reef on the Lea South unknowingly, and a color spot of calico bass erupting brown spot erupting on them. I've seen that.
Wow. So
I'd say visually having the anchovies around has made for some great shows, and I can only think that it's helped the fishing.
I think it's a healthier cycle, period.
I agree.
Because think about the, you know, 10 and 12 inch fish. They can't eat an 8-inch sardine.
Yes.
Okay, so when we're in a sardine cycle, I think it's not unhealthy. It's not any. I just think having anchovies is much more healthy. It brings the mackerel. It brings the barracuda.
Yes.
And hopefully those long fin pelagics.
Yeah.
We hope so, right?
Oh, it could happen this year.
That would be something.
Yeah, we hope so.
That would be something.
I'm still predicting it.
Right?
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning and the nice words, too. I got a great text from Amanda from Oceanside. She says, I've been fishing the San Diego ever since moving back to California in 2014. Look forward to another great season this year. My question for Captain Ryan is, do you foresee the number of spots increasing this year?
I don't think so. We're gonna keep it the same.
Okay, so what you did last year or the year before is you went to a limited load, right?
Yeah, we used to. Well, the boat is licensed to carry 100 people. You know, yeah. back in
Bob Williams
days, they'd go out with, you know, 80, 90, 100 people. Ooh. All the time. You know,
wow.
Just different times back then.
Yeah.
We would never do that now. Yet, when I first started driving the boat, a full load was 75.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, and the fishing was different back then as well. You know, we would spend half the day anchored up in the flat catching sand bass, and then we would go over to the islands and drop the anchor and catch 5 to 12 yellowtail and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the drift fishing and the bluefin, and we've cut the load down to 35 people.
35.
34, yes.
Which is super limited level.
That's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. Obviously, we had to raise the price, and we're going to keep it at that number. It's just.
But you didn't raise it by very much. You could cut the load by 15, 18%, but only raise the price 10%.
Right.
It's kind of, yeah. In the end.
It's a way better experience for us.
For you as crew as well as the passenger.
Everything.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's harder to get on the boat, and I think that's what Amanda is alluding to. Is like, I want to go fishing, but I can't get on the boat because it's so popular.
Yeah,
right?
You just need to make reservations well in advance.
Are you already up and making reservations?
Yeah, we're up. We're up on the website.
So how far in advance can you make a reservation?
We usually have our schedule up like 2 months in advance.
Okay, so you could make reservations for March and April right now.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe
Seaforthlanding.com.
That's correct. Yes.
Or at your website too, right?
Yeah, through the boat's website. Another thing, we quite often have no-shows also in the morning. So just showing up, you can most likely get on the boat.
Okay.
And it's not the best advice. I mean, from the office crew, it's not the best advice to give a potential passenger because you don't want to be denied, right?
Right.
But if you're licking your chops, if fishing's good and things are happening, very likely somebody may not show up.
So if you show up and you get on like a wait list down there?
Yeah, you get on a wait list, or, you know, people show up with an expired passport when we're fishing the islands.
Sure.
And so we can't have them.
That's huge advice right now.
And you need a passport or passport card, a valid passport or passport card.
That's correct. So this is a perfect time of year to check your passports.
Yes.
Make sure that they're valid. Yeah.
For sure.
Because that's a 6-week ordeal minimal. I mean,
yes. Check your passports.
Yeah. So good question. Question from Amanda. I have a question while we're on the price. I hate to bring this up, but fuel. Anybody that drives a car or drives a boat knows fuel is astronomical and it's not going to stop.
It's crazy.
What's going to happen? Are you guys going to have a fuel surcharge? What's going to happen?
I don't know. I hope not. You know, I just feel fortunate that I've owned the boat for a while now. And, the first couple years of boat ownership when it's just Top Ramen days and you have no money to do anything, that I would be sweating.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have to do a fuel surcharge, but, we may. It's going to depend on what happens. Yeah, if I had it my way, I would let everyone come on the boat for free.
Yeah.
I just charge money because it's the only way I can ensure that I'll be in business the next year.
Right.
So if you want us to stick around, then we have to charge. And trust me, no one's getting rich.
No.
Hopefully not.
Not in this business. No.
Yeah.
Hopefully the surcharge isn't.
I hope not.
Isn't an issue.
Yeah. I hope not. Yeah.
Let's hope so. I hate to bring it up, but it's a reality.
It's a reality. And, Mexican fishing licenses went up.
Oh, yeah.
Visas went up.
Yes.
Bracelets went up. Yeah. Everything.
Which is your daily biosphere.
So. Yeah, we charged $235 to get on the boat this year, but $50 of that is going
right off the top.
Even more. Wait, let me think.
More than that.
Yeah, $55 of that is going away to paperwork to fish the Coronado Islands.
Right.
Visas, wristbands, fishing license. And then we pay the city of San Diego, we pay the landing, we pay the bait company.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chisels.
Corey knows,
There's a lot of chisels chiseling away.
Yes.
There's a minimal amount left when it comes to paying your debt. Yeah.
Very, very
for
little.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty crazy. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Ryan Bostine on the San Diego when we return on the Let's Talk Huckabout, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookout, man. We're having such a great time in studio with Ryan from the San Diego, Captain giving Ryan. Away two trips on the San Diego, as a matter of fact. One of the callers at 213-432-1090 and one to the texters via the Let's Talk Cookup app. You can text us and make sure you leave your name and telephone number.
Yeah. And the amount of text today,
it's crazy. It's crazy. Seriously.
Yeah. So do you have a good one?
You know what? I have one right here. It's from Kenny in El Cajon, and it's kind of following up with the Spectra we were talking about earlier, the Power Pro. And Kenny from El Cajon, good morning, guys. Kenny, really good show and love hearing about the history of the San Diego. My question is that I'm rather new to using braid and fluoro and have struggled trying connection knots. I'd like to ask what two knots are the best and easier and easier to use with braid and fluoro combo.
Yeah, connection knots are super important. If you're going to fish with braid to fluorocarbon or braid to mono, you need to make sure that you're proficient at tying your connection knots, because when the bite gets hot and heavy and we have 20, 30 fish hooked up, the deckhand might not always have time to redo your connection fast enough. So you want to learn how to do them yourself. And with that, it's personal preference. You know, I would pick a knot or two and get super comfortable with it and stick with it.
And be confident with
be
it.
Be confident with it. Yeah. For myself, I use that Bob Sands or Tony Pena knot. That, okay. That's just the one I'm most comfortable with. Matt and the kids on the boat, they really like the FG knot.
Okay. Interesting.
They're tying, that's what they tie almost exclusively. There's guys that tie, you know, uni to unis.
John Collins knot.
That's the easiest.
That's mine. That's
yes,
mine, too.
That's a lot of people. Yes.
Yeah.
That, see, you say it's
and
the
it's
easiest,
fast.
But for me, it's the Bob Sands.
The Bob Sands is pretty easy,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
So it's how your hands work and what you get comfortable with.
Yeah.
Practice it and get very comfortable and confident with it.
And yeah. And I haven't tried the Bob Sands because I was a back-to-back uni guy forever.
Me too. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then went to the John Collins or RP knot, and
yeah.
I have not had any failures. The only failures I've had on that is where the fluorocarbon is bent, and fishing bass, you're making 1,000 casts in a day.
Yeah.
And that connection going through the guides creates friction
yes.
where the fluoro bends.
Right.
So just... You want to change that out, you know, at least once during the day.
I think if I were starting from scratch and I was going to learn a knot, I would do either the John Collins knot or the FG knot.
There
the,
you go.
That FG knot that the kids tie on the boat is an amazing knot.
Yeah,
it's
strong.
It's very, very strong.
Yeah, and it goes through the guides a little easier,
oh,
too.
Oh, it goes like butter.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing about the Bob Sands knots. It's a little bit easier on the guides, too. A
little right? bit, nice. Yeah. It's the Spectra side of the knot is tapered like,
yes.
like a screw. Oh.
Yeah.
It's one side of it is still a three-turn uni, so you
yeah.
still
it's
get
a little bulky.
Little bulky from that.
But then tapers.
But then it tapers
oh.
on the Spectra side.
Yeah,
but that,
which is the side coming in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So easiest way to learn these knots, if you've, how do I learn this knot? Well, we have the John Collins performing the John Collins knot on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. On our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the top, you'll see all our social channels, which are Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we're not into the TikTok or
no.
all
yeah.
the other stuff. But I know you are. You have a lot of stuff.
I'm
but
not TikToking.
No, you're not TikToking. But you're, but not yet anyway.
Here's yeah. what comes to mind. I'm sorry, I've got to say it. Is Ryan TikToking on the upper deck of the San Diego
yeah.
doing some kind of dance?
Yeah, no, no, we haven't gone that far yet.
But if you Google videos, you can see how to tie all these knots.
That's
the
how I
learn
knots.
Yeah,
is videos. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to practice them.
Yes, you do
have
to practice them. Well, speaking of social channels, you are on Instagram, Facebook, and
Twitter,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are your channels.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's just The San Diego?
www.thesandiego.com is the website.
Yeah. And
yeah.
then the handles for the social.
The San Diego. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that all straightened out.
Yeah.
TikToking.
Yeah. No TikToking.
Yeah.
Now, Sean was TikToking yesterday. That's why I mentioned TikTok.
He's a TikToker.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Booger dancing on top of the San Diego.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga, thanks for joining us and getting us all straightened out here, Daniel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for Ryan. excuse me. When you fish the Coronados, what is the best reel and the best rod you think you can take to throw jigs out there?
Good question. I really like the Trinidad 20. That's 20A.
Yeah.
I use it for everything.
Yeah. Surface iron, yo-yo.
Yeah, it's a good all-around reel.
Yeah.
What
do you put on it?
If I'm throwing the surface iron, I just use 40-pound mono.
Straight mono.
I've tried the Spectra thing. It's 1 out of 10 casts is going to blow your jig apart, and you're going to watch your lure fly away.
Oh, yes. You don't want that.
No. On a level wind reel, you know, a lot of guys are doing Tranxes and stuff like that.
Tranx 500.
A lot of guys are doing
that. Because
you can
set the cast control.
You can set the cast control. That's a good way to get started, you know. But I really like the Trinidad 20.
Something
yeah,
about
that. Yeah, or the Toriums.
The Toriums,
you know,
yeah.
Those are... Excellent reels.
More affordable.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Daniel, hope that helps
you
out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I have a great text that follows up with this, and it's Mark from Bonita, wondering what would be the quintessential rod and reel you would recommend for fishing in San Diego if only had enough for one outfit. And you mentioned the Trinidad 20. What would you pair that with as for a rod?
Yeah, like a 8 foot. If he's looking for an all around setup, the most common setup on our boat is a 25-pound fly line bait rig. You know, you can fly line for yellows around the islands with it. You can fly line offshore, kelp patties, bluefin. So whatever the appropriate 8 foot, you know.
Yeah, like a Calstar 800L.
Something like that.
Yeah, I love that rod.
Right.
Yeah.
All that 800 series is very, very good.
Such a nice rod. Yeah.
That would be a great all-around rod.
Yeah. If you can find one right now.
I hear it's tough.
Yeah, but I had lunch with Doug the other day, and he said Calstar's bringing more rods
coming through,
in. And also, I'm going to give you a little early tip.
I'm ready.
Doug's having a sale at the end of February.
What?
Yes. Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Yeah. Right. How about that, huh? So watch for that coming up.
There's a tidbit.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Appreciate you joining us this morning, Tom, from San Diego. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and
great.
Clear,
I wanted just to... Good, okay. I just wanted to say, first of all, to Captain Ryan, I remember the first time I went out with him and I learned how to yo-yo. The guy next to me landed about a 30-pound yellowtail, right on the deck, and I'm going, that is just amazing. And then I also wanted to say that was up at the Celebration of Life for Don Hansen yesterday. What an amazing turnout. They had two screens set up outside the ocean area and whatever it was. And afterwards, my golly, the restaurants turned out. They had wonderful pokey. We had great memorials from Todd Manser, Wayne of CCA, Captain Ron, Ken Frankie was there. It was probably a who's who of fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You have a text there, Pete?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, it's from Amanda from Chula Vista. And she says, do you think we'll see local yellowfin? It seemed like they didn't show very huge biomass this year in that full day range. What's your thoughts?
Predictions are a tough business, but I think we will.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I can't say.
Did you catch some this past year?
We caught some, yeah.
Not a lot.
It wasn't as good as previous years.
Yeah. And this year is going to be another cold water year, it looks like, or cooler water year, shall we say, right?
Yeah. I mean, we'll just have to see how the season develops.
You never know.
Yeah, anyone that says they know, they don't.
That's why I keep predicting albacore every year.
If you do it every year, you're going to be right.
Every year, and someday it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. You're going to be the man.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
But you just can't predict that.
No, we go out and we fish the available conditions.
Yeah.
And we fish for what's available.
But that's what makes the run so awesome, right? Because anything that's within 50 miles of your harbor is a target.
Is that kind of your range, 50
miles?
Yeah,
50 miles. That's our number.
Yeah.
You know, and like Corey said, that if it's whatever it is, yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, if it's within 50 miles and we feel it's the best option, we're going to go for it.
Bluefin out to the west, yellowfin down to the south.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Watch out.
Watch out. Yeah. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. How about Bill? Bill from National City. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a comment from Ryan's comment earlier in the show where he talked about you start on the San Diego and you catch some fish and you progress to, you know, a day and a half, 3 day, 6 day, you know, long range. I caught my first yellowtail on the San Diego last year. And so, I'm hooked, no pun intended. You know what I mean? Oh, thank you. Your crew is awesome. You know, Andrew and I forget. Yes. The person with long hair, I forget his name. But good people, You're the offensive coordinator, right? They're the players. They make your boat run, right? I mean,
that's correct.
You got to have good players in your boat, right? So, yeah, I'm going to do a long range here next August on the Pilar Supreme. I'm going to go on a 6 day, and that's a tribute to your boat. And I appreciate it, and thank you.
Oh, very nice comment.
Thank you very much. Cool. Yeah, Seaforth has a lot to offer these days with the Polaris Supreme parking right in front of us. You know, you can go from a 4-hour trip to a 10-day trip now. Same landing.
And I think I say it every show, but thanks to all that free parking.
Yes, plenty of free parking.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to mention, too, thanks for the call. It's from Jeff in Santee, and I want to reiterate this again because it's something very important. Our passport's still required when we're fishing, when the San Diego's ready to go.
Yeah, if we're fishing the Coronado Islands.
Yeah, which is most likely that's going to happen when you start on March 1st.
Early season, it's going to be, they're going to be Coronado Island trips. So, yes, passports or passport cards are
required. And valid in-date passport.
Valid,
not
because
expired passport doesn't work.
The reason you need a passport is because in order to purchase a visa, the only form of identification they accept is a valid passport.
And that's done by the guys at the landing when you get there, right?
Yes. Yep.
How do they do that so fast?
They're amazing at it.
Yeah.
Marcos, man.
Marcos
on the radio. I mean, literally, they're taking your information and transferring it to the Mexican government before you leave the dock.
Yes,
so,
in a half an hour.
Like, think about everything going on,
getting
the logistics.
Getting receipts, you know, they have it dialed.
Yeah.
Very good at it.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
All right. How about Ralph? Ralph, calling from Menifee. Good morning, Ralph. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. I just wanted to echo the last caller and just reiterate the professionalism that, you know, that you run that boat with, Ryan, and Matt and the boys. It's incredible. I know we talk about graduating and going to long-range trips, but I'm happy to fish in the San Diego all the time, man. This is an awesome boat, awesome crew. I did have a question about yo-yoing for yellowtail with these higher-speed reels, like, what kind of cadence or speed am I looking for? Do I want to burn it like I used to do on my Jigmaster, or do I want to slow it down?
Such a good question.
Yeah, you know, with the textbook thing for a crew member to say to a passenger, and I still do it to this day, is turn the handle as fast as you can, you know, when you're yo-yo fishing. But you really don't need to do that anymore with these reels. When we used to yo-yo with a Jigmaster or a 4.0, you had to turn the handle as fast as you possibly could. Nowadays, with these high-speed reels, just a nice medium retrieve is fine. And I think we've talked about this before,
yes.
Pete, where, especially in the wintertime, we'll have these days where the people that rented tackle are getting bit way better than the people with their own tackle. We see it every year. And the only thing we can figure is the rental reels are a little bit slower than the people's gear that brought their own gear.
Well, and those individuals aren't keyed into, like, going fast, right? So they're a little bit slower themselves.
Right,
They're going fast.
Thinking they're going fast, but their lure's not moving as fast through the water. So I would say, you know, just pay attention, keep your eyes. There are days where it's as fast as you can go is getting bit the best.
Sure. But if you truly look, if you throw out on the surface, and you look at your yo-yo iron as you're winding it with a Trinidad 20 fast as you can, it doesn't look legit.
No.
It's spinning.
It doesn't look natural.
Right. So if you are to slow that down and look at it, say, oh, now I see it swims. Now I've got the cadence.
Right.
You know?
That's what you want to do, is throw it out on the surface where you can see it and watch it come through the water, you know, and then remember that feeling.
Yeah. So, and what you, what's your best favorite go-to yo-yo jig?
A blue and white 6X Junior has
blue
caught more fish at the Coronado Islands than anything. Yeah, you know, we if we're shallow water, you know, when I say shallow water yo-yoing, I'm talking about 90 to 150 feet, I would use the junior size jigs, like the 6X Junior.
That's literally going back to Don Sampson, man.
Yeah, I can remember being a little kid and my dad showing me a 6X Junior. I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and him telling me that there's been more yellowtail caught on this jig than any jig.
Isn't that crazy?
Ever. Yeah.
6X Junior.
When I was 7, 8 years old. And it's still the case.
Yeah.
For those listening, if they missed that show, you need to go back on the archives from a few weeks ago and listen to the show with Don Sampson and
Ben Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
really
amazing.
Great show.
Really good.
Yeah, and it was fun to hear all the old-timers,
right.
Frank Lopresti, Sammy Patella, who else called that day?
I mean, Jack
Webfoot. Webster, yeah. I mean, it was really cool to, I mean, that shows you how legendary those guys were. Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won these two awesome trips on the San Diego with Captain Ryan Bossinger Matt when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes in ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show. Presented by Progressive, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Two lucky winners. Ryan chose a number out of the texters, and we came up with Kenny. Kenny from El Cajon. Congratulations.
Right. You win that trip on the San Diego.
Absolutely. And Ralph from Menifee, the callers, and you guys are going to be enjoying a great time with Rallo, and Boog.
JP ran to grab that one. So, yeah, thanks. Oh, so many texts, so many callers.
Crazy.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody, but we needed about a 20-hour show today with Captain Ryan Boschen to get to everybody.
I agree.
But thank you, Captain Ryan. It's so great to have you, and hopefully during the season maybe we'll grab you again and have you come in and
talk
again.
Yeah, I'd love to.
For sure. Yeah, so in the meantime, again, you'll be back online somewhere around the beginning of March, right?
Yeah, right around March 1st we'll be online. You can check the Seaforth Landing website right now and probably make reservations, www.seaforthlanding.com, or the boat's website, thesandiego.com, or Instagram, Facebook, under The San Diego. We're there.
So. Yeah, and you even do Twitter sometimes.
We do. We're LinkedIn. We're hooked up to Twitter through our Facebook,
I think.
Yeah, it goes there. So.
Yeah, great. Well, great time. And, of course, San Diego runs every day once you get started,
Once we start, we're every day.
And you depart the landing at what time?
5:30
a.m., and you're back around 5:30.
Around 6.
Kind of sort of.
Yeah.
It's a full day trip.
Whenever the job's done. Yeah. We've been back as late as 8:39.
Wow.
Yeah. Depends on where we have to go.
Yeah. Just like be ready to fish when you go on the San Diego.
Yeah, don't make dinner reservations.
There you go. Great way
Thanks,
to put
Ryan.
It.
Yeah. Appreciate that very much.
And thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you, Corey, for being in this weekend.
Lots of fun.
Also, thank you, JP, for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Director Wayne Cotto from CCA California will be here talking about all the stuff going on for them. And then next Sunday, Captain John Pete from the Islander will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. Right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk About.